A notice of claim has been filed against the Buffalo Police Department stemming from an arrest on May 10th. The incident was caught on video that shows an officer's controversial use of force on the city's east side. The notice of claim names the city of Buffalo, both officers involved in the incident, as well as Buffalo Police Commissioner Byron Lockwood. A graphic new video that has been obtained by WGRZ-TV shows 30-year-old Quentin Suttles being punched in the head repeatedly by a Buffalo police officer after he was pulled over for a minor violation. Joining us live this morning is Allie Ingersoll from Investigative Post, who has been following this story. She's been following the reform movement and the protests in the city the last several weeks. Allie, good morning. This claim by Quentin Suttles' attorneys, this is hitting the city at a rough time, right?
It is. So this is exactly what these protesters are out here calling for. They're calling for a change to policing practices. Actually, on the first day of these protests, back on May 30th, about 2 weeks after everything happened with Quentin Suttles, there were a number of people out there wearing Justice for Quentin shirts. So his case has been on the forefront of their minds for quite a while. And now we're seeing a lot more people who are out there start to view it for the first time and really get worked up about it. Today is going to be a day where the protesters who have been out there, they're going to be calling a number of public officials, talking with them and demanding justice for Quentin.
From what you've seen of the protesters who are still out there, is this a smaller group that has kind of continued from when we first saw the protests start maybe a month ago? Is this an entire new group who's just been turned on to the idea of going out there marching and taking some of these actions? What are you seeing?
It is a smaller group that's out there. It's a group that's consistently been out there since May 30th. It's the group that was camping out the other day when police came and arrested them. They've actually decided to name themselves Western New York Liberation Collective. When this initially started, it was just these individuals who were coming together every single day. And about a week ago, they decided to really unionize themselves, come up with a list of their demands, and they have formed a leadership organization as well. And they were the ones who are running the Occupy movement there. They've actually been working with New York City organizers, and they helped them get their Occupy movement up and running as well.
Allie, is this a different group than the ones that were protesting for Deanna Davis?
No, this is very much the same group. So they have a list of demands, as I was saying, and one of them is that they would like Deanna Davis released from custody. And so today's calls, they're going to be both about her and about Quentin Suttles.
Why did police move in on protesters the other night?
You know, that's something that we really are not sure of, the exact reason. What police told us is that there were a number of complaints coming in from people who are down in the city, visitors, workers, those sorts of things. They were coming in to, they were getting complaints about them. They said that these organizers were out there and it was an unsanitary situation for them out there. They have, they cited that they were possibly in the fountain itself when it was hotter last weekend. So they decided to come in and move them. What's really interesting is the timing of it. So they moved them overnight into Wednesday, so 1 a.m., going into Wednesday, and this was just hours before a new policy was put into place that would have stopped the police officers from detaining all of these people. And it was also hours before Deanna Davis showed up in court. So the police are saying that this is coincidental that that happened. The protesters would like more answers about the exact timing of that.
What can you tell us about this notice of claim filed against the Buffalo Police Department from that May 10th incident caught on video? We're seeing a little bit of new video that we didn't see the first time around from body cams and some other places. Why now, and what's the next step in this?
Correct. So this is a different angle of what we saw before. So the day after Quentin was arrested, we all got video from his girlfriend, and you see it in this video as well. It's a different angle. It's her standing above. Now it's the body cam footage. So it shows the arrest itself, why he was pulled over, police starting to question them. And this is coming out now because there is a notice of claim. So this is a notice of claim is a precursor to a lawsuit that will be filed. It's a civil lawsuit, and it's alleging that these two officers, Ronald Ammerman and Michael Hsu, racially profiled Quentin Suttles and used excessive force in this. Now, this is a civil lawsuit, like I said, but there is a criminal investigation that the district attorney's office has launched to look into if there was an excessive use of force. There is also an internal affairs investigation going on in the police department as well. Now, both Hsu and Ammerman remain on the job at this point. They are still working. I reached out to Buffalo Police yesterday to see that now that this video has been released, it's been viewed by a number of people at this point, if that's going to be changing at all. And the police said that no, they are going to remain on the job and be able to fulfill their duties while this investigation is ongoing.
Ellie, under the mayor's new reform agenda with low-level violations, those officers would not have been allowed to search Suttles, right, if it happened, you know, after May 10th?
So, correct. They would not have. But what's interesting is the marijuana order that the mayor brought in 2019 actually should have stopped this from happening as well. So there are a lot of questions about that as well.
What exactly, Ellie, are the protesters planning now? You said there's a day of justice today?
Yes, it's a day of justice today. It's similar to what we've been seeing happen at a couple different larger cities around the country where protesters are mass calling public officials. So they're going to be calling the mayor's office, the district attorney's office, and the police department, demanding justice for both Diana and Quinton. So they're going to be calling and asking these officers to be taken off the street. In Quinton's case and in Diana's case, they're going to be requesting that she is released from prison at this time, or at jail, rather.
Okay, and more protests too?
Yes, so I was told last night that they were going to be going back to the square and possibly camping overnight. I went down early this morning. No one was there, but there are more protests planned for today. Like I said, they have been out there every day since May 30th, so I'm sure there will be some sort of gathering at some point today. Just what exactly that will look like, aside from this calling, I'm not entirely sure right now, but it's something I will be keeping an eye on throughout the day.
Ellie, thanks so much. Ellie Ingersoll from investigativepost.org.